弟兄姐妹们早安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
我们感谢主，在庆祝主耶稣基督复活的早晨，我们在这里聚集。
We give thanks to the Lord for we can get together in this resurrection morning.
这个聚会也很特别，因为这是我们一年里面仅有的几次，我们三个不同语言的会众在一起敬拜主。
This is also a special meeting that all languages get together to celebrate.
这个聚会非常的特别，这是一年里面仅有几次的聚会，也许我们可以全家一起来敬拜主。
And it is also special because this is a few occasion that the whole family will get together.
所以我还想鼓励我们中间的年轻人，尽量跟你的父母亲坐在一起，不要怕他们。
So I encourage you for the young people sit with your parents.
在开始聚会之前，我们先安静祷告，预备我们的心。
Let us bow and have a moment of silence to prepare our hearts. Lord, we come in front of you to worship you.
我们知道您的名是以马内利。
We know that your name is Emmanuel.
就是神与我们同在。
That means God is with us.
你以大能显明是神的儿子。
You also show yourself in your power that you are Son of God.
你现在仍然活着。
And now you still living.
也与我们同在。
And also with us today.
我们恭敬把以下的聚会交托仰望在你的手中。
We commit this service in thy hands.
照着您自己的应许来到我们中间，接受我们的敬拜。
May you fulfill your promise to be with us today.
我们这样祷告，奉耶稣的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
阿门。我们一同借着一首诗歌507首来敬拜我们的主。
Let us use the hymn 507 to worship our Lord.
一同起立来唱这首诗歌。
Oh,
我们来到你面前，我们献上敬拜、感谢和赞美。
Lord, we offer our worship, our praise to you when we come together in front of you.
因为你从死里面复活，以大能显明你是神的儿子。
Because you have risen to show that you are Son of God.
你配得接受我们一切的敬拜、感谢和赞美。
You are worthy of all our praises and worships.
我们感谢你。
We give thanks to you.
因着你自己的复活，使我们现在还活在世界上面的人有永恒的盼望。
Because you are alive, therefore we will have eternal hope.
我们感谢你，因着你自己复活的生命，代替我们原来老旧的生命。
We thank you because your resurrection life has replaced our old life.
使我们活在这个世界上，能够过着一个不受罪恶捆绑的生活。
Therefore, we can live a life in this world without under the power of sin.
我们也感谢你，因着你的复活，我们现在还活着的人，能够不在死亡的恐惧里面。
We also give thanks to you because we are no longer under.The fear of death.
我们也敬拜你，因着你的复活，天上地下所有的权柄都在你的手中。
We give thanks to you also because all the powers in this universe has given to you.
我们也接受这个荣耀的托付，要传福音到地极。
We also accept this glorious burden that we will preach your gospel to the end of the earth.
使我们有限的今生能够从事在永恒里面有价值的事。
Therefore, we can invest our lives in eternal ministry.
这一些都是你自己复活所带来的恩典，我们献上感恩。
We give thanks to you because this is all the grace that you have given us since you are alive.
今天早上当我们这样敬拜你的时候
，This morning when we worship you,
我们再一次祷告说，愿你的国降临。
We also pray that may your kingdom come.
愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
May your will be done on earth as in heaven.
让我们这些认识你的人再一次把自己献上，为你而活。
Let us all commit ourselves one more time to you to live for you.
我们这样祷告是奉耶稣的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. 请坐。
Please be seated.
我们继续再借着诗歌183首来敬拜我们的主。
Shall we turn to hymn 183 to worship our Lord?
真的是最美的救主。
Yes, Lord, you are the fairest.
你不单单是神子。
Not only you are Son of God.
你也是道成肉身的人子。
But you are also the incarnated Son of Man.
也因为这个缘故，你就配得一切的敬拜、感谢和赞美。
Therefore, you are worthy of all the praise and worship.
今天当我们在这里敬拜你的时候。
Lord, today when we worship you,
你在我们中间设立您自己的宝座。
When you set your throne in among us,
愿这样子的敬拜讨您的喜悦，满足你的心。
May our worship please you.
也愿意这样子的敬拜，使得我们更深体会你自己的爱。
And also may our worship, when we worship you, we will understand your love more deeply.
以致我们能够更紧紧的来跟随你。
Therefore, we can follow you more closely.
祷告是奉耶稣的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
请坐。
Please be seated.
我们底下要一起来擘饼纪念主。
We will have communion service.
在我们一生的里面，很少有这样几个早晨，我们能够这样的聚集，能够在这样的早晨来纪念主，来一同擘饼。It's very few mornings in our lifetime that we can enjoy this privilege of gathering together before Lord to break the bread, to have communion service together.Most of you know what's going to go on, so there's no translation that's needed.
大家都知道擘饼的意义，所以我等一下就只用一种语文。我想大家都知道擘饼的意义，所以就不翻译了。
At the start, let's turn to us to the hymn 519, 519首。
我们要来到你的面前，来赞美你，来称颂你，因为唯有你配得天上地下一切的权柄，天上地下一切的名，超过那万民之上的名，你是配得的。主啊，我们赞美你，主我们敬拜你，谢谢主早晨这样的聚集我们，让我们在你面前，让我们的心更多归给你。主啊，让我们经历你的荣耀，我们进入你的荣耀，在你的爱中能够瞻仰你的荣面。主啊，谢谢你，谢谢你，愿主你今天早晨把亲自把你的饼杯递到我们的手中，说愿你们平安。谢谢主，我们将祷告奉主耶稣基督的名，阿们。请坐。我们可以再唱一首薄饼的诗歌，我们就直接来唱390首，同来薄饼 390， Let us break bread together。390首。当唱第二节的时候，可以请服侍饼杯的弟兄们到前面来。The second stanza, the brothers can move ahead.
Before you, knowing that your mercy has come upon us, you became man, the Word became flesh and lived among us, walked among us, taught among us, and died for us. Lord, we thank you for your love and for your love to die on the cross so that we may not have to taste death, to be separated from you.But be with you forever. Help us and draw us towards you so that we may come close to you and enjoy this moment with you because you have invited us to your table. Thank you, Lord, as we gather before you. We do confess our sins. We do need your mercy hour by hour, day by day. Father, I pray that you will help us never try to live on our own, thinking that we are sufficient for our own affairs.Father, help us to to look upon you. Our hearts always draw close to you. Every breath we take, every step we take, we say, Lord, we need you. We need you every hour. Thank you, Lord, for being with us. Thank you, Lord, for calling us to your table to enjoy your presence. Bless us as we gather before you, for we are yours. In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.主耶稣被卖的那一夜，拿起饼来，祝谢了，就擘开说：“这是我的身体，为你们舍的，你们要如此行，为的是纪念我。” Okay, 打开151首，151。 如果你还没有信主的话，当饼杯传到你面前，希望你暂时不要领受。 If you have not been baptized, when the elements pass before you, I advise you not to partake it at this moment. 151, sing first two stanza. Let's partake together in thanksgiving. So, we thank you, because you not only have your body open for us, your life for us, your blood 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 for us, your 因为现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。这样生命 是主你自己的熏导，你自己的专注倒在我们的里面。谢谢主，主我们领受你的饼，我们深深感到主你自己为我们的牺牲，主我们也愿意说我们更多愿意为你而活，让主在我们里面的生命能够再借助我们在你面前的生活能够彰显出来，让别人看见就把荣耀能够归给你。所以主啊，保守你自己的子民，保守你自己的教会，让我们在你面前蒙你的喜悦。主啊，我们谢谢你，只有你蒙爱的儿女在你面前有这样的福分，也求主常常提醒我们，我们是蒙恩的人。这样祷告奉主的名，阿们。After the supper, in the same manner, he took the cup, saying, "This is the blood of the new covenant. Drink it as often as you can in remembrance of me." Stanzas 2, 3, and 4. Thank you, Lord, for the shed blood, so that we may be made whole again. Thank you, Lord, that you have reconciled us was Father God, that we might live and move and have our beings in Him. But I pray as we partake this element together, their hearts be drawn once again towards You, knowing that we're no longer the old self, but we're made new in You. Father, I pray as we meditate before You that Your Spirit may illuminate us and teach us, that we may walk in the new form, in the new life, that people may see our lives and give glory to the Father. Thank You, Lord, for this is a great price You've paid on our sake. And we gathered before You knowing that this is price that for us, and we want also not only to give thanks to You, but also to live a life that pleases You, to live a life that will glorify You, to live a life that for people, when people see us, they might see You. Father, we thank You, and we thank You for Your grace and for Your love. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, amen. Let's partake together, each letting yourself.
We'll end our communion service with 213. 213首。 tomorrow because he lives. Oh, he is God because I know he holds the future. Life is worth the living just because he lives. Lord, we praise you for you are the risen Lord. Because you live, Father, so we will also live. Lord, we thank you. We thank you for the resurrection, that life is filled with hope and with purpose. Father, as we gathered here, all the glory, all the praises be yours alone. In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. 请坐。
Good morning. It's wonderful to be able to worship with you this morning. My wife and I have been with you since last September. And it's been a precious time that we've shared with you here. We thank God so much for the opportunity. We haven't gotten to know very many of your names. But we have read the smiles on your faces. And we have felt very, very welcome. And it's a special joy to be able to share with you on this very special morning. We want to think about the empty tomb this morning. There's probably not very much that I'm going to say that is new to you. But isn't it wonderful to review what the Scripture says about the empty tomb and its significance? Turn in your Bibles to Luke chapter 24.
让我们一起翻到圣经，路加福音二十四章。
We want to read verses 1-9.
我们要读二十四章一到九节，路加福音二十四章一到九节。
You can follow in Chinese or English, whatever text that you have before you.
你可以用中文，也可以用英文来一起跟着。
On the first day of the week.Very early in the morning, the women took the spices they had prepared and went to the tomb. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb. But when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were wondering about this, suddenly two men in clothes that gleamed like lightning stood before them. In their fright, the women bowed down with their faces to the ground.But the men said to them, Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still with you in Galilee? The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men, be crucified, and on the third day be raised again. Then they remembered his words. When they came back from the tomb,They told these things to the 11 and to all the others. Why do you seek the living among the dead?
为什么在死人中找活人呢?
He is not here. He is risen.
他不在这里,他已经复活了。
The tomb was empty.
那个坟墓是空的。
The pyramids of Egypt are famous because they contained the mummified bodies of Egyptian kings.
埃及的金字塔之所以有名，是因为那个金字塔里面有埃及以前国王的那个木乃伊。
Westminster Abbey in London is renowned because in it rest the bodies of English nobles and notables.
在伦敦的西敏寺之所以有名，是因为里面埋葬了许多英国的贵族跟名人。
Mohammed's tomb is noted for the stone coffin and the bones which it contains.
穆罕默德的墓有名，是因为里面有他的骨头以及一个石的棺材。
Arlington Cemetery in Washington, D.C. is revered because it is the honored resting place of many outstanding Americans.
美国的阿灵顿公墓里面埋葬了许多在美国历史上有贡献有名的人物，他就有名了。There
is, however, all the difference in the world between the tomb of Christ and these places which we have just mentioned.
可是我们刚刚所说的这些许多的公墓有名的地方， 跟耶稣基督这个坟墓有很大的分别。They
are famous and draw visitors from afar because of what they contain.
这些墓地之所以有名，因为里面所埋葬的，吸引许多的游客，许多人来看。While
the garden tomb is famous because it is empty.
可是耶稣基督的坟墓之所以有名，是因为它里面是空的。Now
there are three questions that we want to ask this morning from the scriptures.
从今天的经文，我们有三个问题我们想要问。What
did the empty tomb mean to Jesus?
空的坟墓对耶稣有什么意义？
What does it mean to the believer, to you and to me?
对我们，对你，对我，又有什么意义呢？
Then what does it mean for the unbeliever?
第三个是对那些不信的人又有什么意义呢？
The empty tomb has tremendous significance.
空的坟墓有极大的意义。
First of all, then, what did the empty tomb mean to Jesus, the Son of God?
首先，空的坟墓对神的儿子耶稣基督有什么意义呢？
In Romans 1, verse 4, we read,
在罗马书第一章第四节我们看到,
He was declared with power to be the Son of God by His resurrection from the dead.
按圣善的灵说，因为从死里复活，以大能显明是神的儿子。
The word declare here means to mark off, to define, to be set off.
显明这个字的意思是表示说是分别出来，是给标记起来了。Jesus
Christ was not made the Son of God by His resurrection, but was declared to be such.
耶稣基督之所以成为神的儿子，不是因为复活使他成为神的儿子，而是复活宣告他是神的儿子。Had
Jesus remained in the tomb as other men, there would be no reason for anyone to put their faith in Him.
假如耶稣就像其他这些名人一样死在坟墓里面，我们就没有道理，也没有原因可以把我们的信心放在他身上。So
the empty tomb was a declaration of His deity.
因此空了坟墓是对耶稣神性的一个宣告。In
Matthew 28:6, we find the disciples saying, He is not here, He has risen, just as He said.
在马太福音28章第6节里面说, 他不在这里，照他所说的已经复活了。你们来看安放主的地方。Come
and see the place where He lay.
你们来看安放主的地方。Just
as He said.
就好像他说的，照着他所说的。How
had He already told them that this was going to happen?
他已经告诉他们这个将要发生。Listen
to these words in Matthew 38:42.
请听马太福音 38章里面所说的,
Then some of the Pharisees and teachers of the law said to Him,
当时有几个文士和法利赛人对耶稣说,
Teacher, we want to see a miraculous sign from you.
夫子，我们愿意你显个神迹给我们看。
He answered, A wicked and adulterous generation ask for a miraculous sign.
耶稣回答说，一个邪恶淫乱的时代来求看神迹。
But none will be given it except the sign of the prophet Jonah.
可是除了先知约拿的神迹以外，再也没有神迹显给他们看。For
as Jonah was 3 days and 3 nights in the belly of a huge fish,
约拿3日3夜在大鱼的肚腹里面。So
the Son of Man shall be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth.
人子也要这样3日3夜的在里头。The
men of Nineveh will stand up at the judgment with this generation and condemn it.
当审判的时候，尼尼微人要起来定这个世代的罪。
For they repeated They repented at the preaching of Jonah, and now one greater than Jonah is here.
因为尼尼微人听了约拿所传的，就悔改了。看了这里有一个比约拿更大的。
Just as he said.
就这样像他所宣告的。
He is risen.
他已经复活了。
Just as he said to these teachers of the law and these Pharisees.
就好像耶稣当年对这些文士、法利赛人所讲的一样。
In John 2:13-22, we read.
在约翰福音第二章十三到二十七节，我们看到。
When it was almost time for the Jewish Passover, Jesus went up to Jerusalem.
犹太人的逾越节近了，耶稣就上耶路撒冷去。
In the temple courts, he found men selling cattle, sheep, and doves.
他看见店里面有卖牛羊鸽子的。
And others sitting at the tables exchanging money.
也有人坐在那里在兑换银钱。
So he made a whip out of cords and drove all from the temple area, both sheep and cattle.
耶稣就拿绳子做成辫子，把牛羊都赶出店去，到处兑换银钱之人的银钱。
He scattered the coins of the money changers and overturned their tables.
推翻他们的桌子。
To those who sold doves, he said,Get out of here! How dare you turn my father's house into a market?
要对卖鸽子的说，把这些东西拿出去，不要将我父的店当作买卖的地方。
His disciples remembered that is written.
他的门徒就想起经上所记着说
，Zeal for your house will consume me.
我为你的店心里焦急。
Then the Jews demanded of him, "What miraculous sign can you show us to prove your authority to do all this?"
因此犹太人就问他说，你既然做这些事，还要显什么神迹来给我们看呢？
Jesus answered them,
耶稣就回答说，
Destroy this temple, and I will raise it again in 3 days.
你们拆毁这殿，可是三日之内我要再建立起来。
The Jews replied, It has taken 46 years to build this temple, and you are going to raise it in 3 days?
犹太人就回答他说，这个殿是46年才建成的，你三日之内就要建立起来吗？
But the temple he had spoken of was his body.
可是耶稣这个话是以他的身体为殿。
After he was raised from the dead, his disciples recalled what he had said.
所以当耶稣从死里复活以后，他的门徒就再一次想起耶稣所讲过的话。
Then they believed the scriptures and the words Jesus had spoken.
他们就信了圣经和耶稣所说的话。
Jesus was declared to be the Son of God by the resurrection.
耶稣因为复活被宣告是神的儿子。
It happened just as he said.
就照着他自己所预言的发生了。
The empty tomb testifies of his deity, and the apostles went forth with certainty to declare it to the ends of the earth.
空了坟墓宣告耶稣基督的神性，使徒保罗也继续这样肯定。
When the garden tomb was discovered in 1885,
在1885年，当花园的坟墓，这个空的坟墓发现的时候
，A godly general, General Gordon, was convinced that this was the place where the body of Jesus had lain.
有一位敬虔的军人将军戈顿将军，他深深相信这个就是耶稣埋身的地方。
Now there is a traditional tomb inside the wall of modern Jerusalem.
当时在现代的那个耶路撒冷城墙里面有一个是传统上面认为是耶稣的坟墓的地方。
But no real certainty attaches to this site.
可是没有人能够肯定。
The garden tomb, hidden for centuries, was covered with rubbish 20 feet high.
这个花园里面的坟墓是经过数百年以来一直很多的垃圾跟泥土堆积起来。
When they first cleared the spot with great caution, they gathered all the dust and debris within the tomb.
当他们刚刚发现这个坟墓的时候，他们很小心把这些垃圾跟埋起来这些泥土收集起来。
And they carefully packed it and shipped it to the Scientific Association of Great Britain.
他们就把这些样本送到英国的一个实验室里面。
Every part of it was carefully analyzed.
每一个部分，每一个样本都很小心的分析。
But there was absolutely no trace of human remains.
可是他们却找不到任何一丝人类的遗留。
If this is the real tomb of Jesus Christ, then Jesus was the first to be laid there.
假如这个是耶稣基督的坟墓的话，耶稣就是第一个被放在那个地方的人。
And the tomb was empty.
可是这个坟墓是确实空的。
Secondly,
第二
，What does the empty tomb mean to the believer?
空的坟墓对信徒有什么意义呢
？First of all, the empty tomb assures the believer of his acceptance before God.
首先，空的坟墓却使得信的人确信他能够被神接纳。
In Romans 4:25, we read,
在罗马书四章二十五节里面这样说
，He was delivered over to death for our sins.
他耶稣被交给人是为我们的过犯。
He was raised to life for our justification.
复活是为叫我们称义。
As long as the body of our Lord lay in the tomb, there was no certainty that the redemptive work accomplished on the cross was acceptable to God.
假如耶稣的身体还仍然在坟墓里面。那我们在十架上面这个救赎的功效就没有办法有确据了。
His tomb would have been no different than the celebrated tombs of other famous men.
这样子耶稣的坟墓就跟其他名人的坟墓没有两样。
But God raised him from the dead.
可是神把他从死里复活了。
Giving evidence that the Father was satisfied with the sacrifice that Christ had made for your sins.
因此确我们可以有确信有把握说父神对耶稣为我们的罪付上的代价已经 满足了满意了。
The empty tomb then is proof that our sins have been paid for.
空的坟墓是一个证明证明我们的罪债已经被付清。
It is a proof of God's acceptance of his son's sacrifice.
也是证明说父神接纳他儿子为我们所放上的牺牲。
And that assures us of our acceptance before God.
因此我们能够在神面前有确据被父神接纳。
Because we have by faith put our trust in Jesus Christ.
因为我们透过信心把我们的信靠放在基督的身上。
Secondly, the empty tomb also assures us of a great high priest in heaven.
第二点是空的坟墓也同时给我们一个确据，我们在天上有一位至高的祭司。
In Romans 8:34, we read, "Who is he that condemns?"
在罗马书八章三十四节里面说，谁能定他们的罪呢
？Christ Jesus, who died, more than that, who was raised to life.
有基督耶稣已经死了，而且从死里复活。
He is at the right hand of God and is also interceding for us.
现今在神的右边，也替我们祈求。
And in Hebrews 7:25, we have this reminder. He is able to save completely those who come to God through Him because He always lives to intercede for them.
在希伯来书七章二十五节也提醒我们说，凡靠着他进到神面前的人，他都能够拯救到底，因为他是长远活着替他们祈求。
The scripture says He is a merciful and faithful high priest.
经文里面说他是一位满有慈悲怜悯信实的祭司。
He is such because he took upon himself the form of a servant.
他之所以是这样有怜悯有恩典，因为他取了奴仆的形象。
He was made in the likeness of men.
成为人的样子。
He was made all things unto his brethren.
跟他弟兄凡事一样。
He is not a high priest that cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities.
他是大祭司，可是他不是一位大祭司说他不能了解我们的痛苦跟软弱。
But one that has been tempted in all points, like as we are, but without sin, apart from sin.
他跟我们一样，凡事受过试探，而且他跟我们不一样的地方是他没有失败。
The same Savior who died for us and was raised for our justification is now interceding for us.
这位救主为我们死，为我们活，现今也为我们在父神面前代求。
And He can give us all the grace and strength we need to overcome and defeat the enemy.
他可以给我们所有的一切充足的恩典，来面对我们的试探，来打败我们的仇敌。
He answers the accusations of Satan, who is the accuser of the brethren.
他也在我们面前替我们抵挡那位控告我们的仇敌，就是撒旦。
Scripture says he accuses us day and night.
圣经告诉我们说，撒旦在神面前昼夜控告我们。
He represents us
before the throne of God.
可是耶稣基督在父神的宝座面前代表我们。
He is our advocate.
是我们的代言人。
He is our defense attorney.
是我们的辩护律师。
We do not have to represent ourselves.
我们不再需要自己来代表自己。
Isn't that wonderful?
这是不是很棒吗？
As for Peter, he prays for us that our faith fail not.
就好像彼得为我们所祷告的是让我们的信心不会失败。
Yes, the empty tomb assures us of a great high priest in heaven who intercedes for us.
没错，空的坟墓使我们有确据，在高天上面我们有一位为我们代求的大祭司。
The empty tomb also assures us of all needed power and life for service.
空的坟墓也带给我们确据，使得我们知道我们生活中我们服事中我们有能力。
For serving in grace.
让我们能够在恩典中服事。
In Paul's prayer for knowledge and power in Ephesians 1:15-21, we read that he refers to the resurrection.
在保罗在以弗所书第一章15-21节里面，他有一个大有能力的祷告。
In verse 18, he says, I pray also that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened.
他在十八节里面特别讲到说，并且照明你们心中的眼睛。
In order that you may know the hope to which he has called you.
使你们知道他的恩召有何等的指望。
The riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints.
在圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀。
Now listen. And his incomparable great power for us who believe.
可请注意上面一节说，并知道他向我们这信的人所显的能力是何等的浩大。
That power is like the working of his mighty strength.
这个能力就好像照他在基督身上所运行的大能大力。
Which he exerted in Christ when he raised him.
使他从死里复活。
The empty tomb assures us of all needed power for life and service.
这个空的坟墓成为我们生活侍奉中得力的确据。
Paul speaks of the desire of his heart in Philippians 3:10.
在腓立比书三章十节，保罗把他心中的渴慕讲出来。
The desire for this New Testament power.
他心中对这个新约的这个期盼都讲出来。
That I may know him.
他这样说，使我认识基督。
And the power of his resurrection.
晓得他复活的大能。
The empty tomb assures the believer of acceptance before God.
这个空的坟墓使得信徒确实知道他们在父神面前得蒙悦纳。
Of a great high priest in heaven who intercedes for his own.
也使我们确知有一位大祭司为我们代求。
Of all power for life and service, for serving in grace.
也使我们确知我们生命中我们的服事中能够带着能力。
And fourthly, the empty tomb assures the believer of his own resurrection and immortality.
再来一点是这个空的坟墓使得信徒确据我们能够复活。
In Thessalonians 4:14, we read these wonderful words.
在帖撒罗尼迦前书4:14这样记载。
We believe that Jesus died and rose again.
我们若信耶稣死而复活了。
And so we believe this morning that God will bring with Jesus those who have fallen asleep in him.
我们也能够相信就好像今天早晨一样，那已经在耶稣里死了的人也必将与耶稣一同活过来。
And in 2 Corinthians 4:14, we read,
在哥林多后书15:22说，
Because we know that the one who raised the Lord Jesus from the dead will also raise up us up with Jesus and present us with you in his presence.
就是因为我们知道那一位叫耶稣基督死里复活的，也会使我们一同与他一同复活，带到父神的面前。
In John 14:19, Jesus said,
约翰福音14:19，耶稣说，
Because I live, you will live also.
因为我活着，你们也要活着。
Paul said, For as in Adam all die, so in Christ will all be made alive.
保罗也这样说，在亚当里面众人都死了，在基督里面众人也都要一起复活。
So we have looked at two major questions this morning.
所以今天早晨我们思考过两个主要的问题。
What the tomb, empty tomb meant for Jesus?
空的坟墓对耶稣是什么意思？
What it means for the believer, for you and for me?
空的坟墓对你、对我、对信徒又有什么意义？
But we mustn't fail to miss the third point.
可是我们却不能忽略第三点。
What does the empty tomb mean for the unbeliever?
空的坟墓对不信的人、不认识主的人又有什么意义呢？
It also guarantees his own resurrection.
这个空的坟墓也同样保证他们的复活。
We've already read that as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive.
我们也看到哥林多前书里面说，在亚当里面众人都死了，在基督里面众人都复活。
In Adam all die physically.
在亚当里面我们众人身体都死了。
Even so in Christ shall all be made alive physically.
我们在基督里面我们身体也会再一次活过来。
In John 5:28, Jesus said, Do not be amazed at this, for the time is coming when all, A-L-L, who are in the graves will hear his voice and come out. Those who have done good will rise to live, and those who have done evil will rise to be condemned.
在约翰福音五章二十八节里面也说，你们不要稀奇，这些事情时候要到，凡在坟墓里的，凡听见他声音就要出来，行善的复活能够来到神面前，作恶的复活受审判。
So the resurrection guarantees the resurrection of all unbelievers for the purpose of judgment.
所以空的坟墓对不信的人也是一个保证，保证他们必会复活受审判。
In Acts 17:31 we read,
在使徒行传17章31节这样说，
For he has set a day when he will judge the world with justice by the man he has appointed.
因为他已经定了日子，要借着他所设立的人按公义审判天下。
He has given proof of this to all men by raising him, Jesus, from the dead.
并且教他从死里复活，给万人做可信的凭据。
Turn in your Bible to Romans for just a, excuse me, for to the Revelation for just a moment.
请各位翻到启示录，跟我一起翻到启示录。
Revelation 20.
二十章，启示录二十章。
Let's look at verses 4-6.
我们看第四到第六节，启示录二十章四到六节。
We read, I saw thrones on which were seated those who had been given authority to judge. And I saw the souls of those who had been beheaded because of their testimony for Jesus and because of the word of God. They had not worshipped the beast of his image and had not received his mark on their foreheads or their hands. They came to life and reigned with Christ 1,000 years.So there's going to be a wonderful resurrection of the believer before this 1,000-year reign of Christ.
在这里第四节里面给我们肯定说，这些信徒们会跟主一同活过来，跟主过这个与基督作王一千年的生活。
Now look at verse 5.
可是我们看第五节。
The rest of the dead did not come to life until the 1,000 years were ended.
其余的死人还没有复活，只等到那一千年完了。
And so there's going to be a resurrection of the unbelieving dead. Now look down at verse 11.
所以这里肯定说 死去的人，那些不信的人也有复活。在我们再翻到十一节。
Then I saw a great white throne, and him who was seated on it.Earth and sky fled from his presence, and there was no place for them. And I saw the dead, great and small, standing before the throne, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. The dead were judged according to what they had done, as recorded in the books. The sea gave up the dead that were in it, and death and Hades gave up the dead that were in them.And each person was judged according to what he had done. Then death and Hades were thrown into the lake of fire. The lake of fire is the second death. Now verse 15, that's so important. If anyone's name was not found written in the book of life, he was thrown into the lake of fire. So we have seen, beloved, what the resurrection means for the unbelieving dead.
所以我们可以看到, 复活对不信的人的意义是什么?
They will be raised to life.
他们一样会一同活过来。
And they will stand before God.
他们也会站在神的面前。
At this white throne judgment.
在白色大宝座的审判面前。
So the empty tomb.
因此空的坟墓,
for them is a symbol of judgment.
对他们来讲是审判的记号。
Because if their name is not found in that Lamb's Book of Life,
因为他们名字没有记载在羔羊的生命册上面,
the Scripture says they will be cast into the lake of fire.
根据经文说他们会被扔在火湖里面。
I thank God for the vision of our Triple C Church.
我为若各教会在神面前所领受的意象献上感恩。
I thank God that you have a vision for these unbelieving dead.
我谢谢主, 他赐给你们对这些不信的人的一个意象。
And I have heard this year many of you seen many prayer requests where you pray for your unbelieving loved ones.
我今年听到也看到许多你们代祷事项，为着你们所亲爱的人，为着那些不认识主人来代祷。
And may God help us as we continue on to do all that we possibly can to reach this world and especially to reach those we love and those around us with the gospel of Jesus Christ.
愿主帮助我们靠着主的恩典 能够去服侍, 去得着那些还不认识主的人。
Shall we pray?
让我们一起低头祷告。
While our heads are bowed, maybe there's just one or two, perhaps not here, who have never received Christ. Your name is not written in the Lamb's Book of Life.
当我们低头的时候, 也许我们中间有一两个人, 有一两位, 你们的名字并没有记载羔羊的生命册上面。
Would you like to have it written there right now?
你愿意现在你的名字被记载在羔羊的生命册上面吗?
You say, yes, I've been seeking for quite a while now. I want the Lord to write my name in His book.
也许你说,是的主,我已经寻求一段时日了,我愿意我的名字被记载在生命册上面。
Is there anyone here this morning by lifting your hand say, yes, Pastor, that's what I want. I want my name written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Anyone like that here this morning?
今天早晨我们中间有没有这样的人, 你愿意在我们面前举个手,
just signify just now by raising your hand.
举个手, 让我们知道你愿意你的名字被记载在神羔羊生命册上。 请你举个手, 有没有?
Thank you, Lord, for the many believers that are here this morning.
主,我们为今天在座的每一位相信你的人献上感恩。
Lord, we've been the object of your grace and mercy. You've loved us from all eternity. And in your mercy and grace, you have drawn us to yourself.
你的爱,
and we do rejoice, Lord, that one day we're going to be resurrected.
我们高兴,我们欢喜,
and we're going to be like Jesus. Delivered from this body of sin and death. Standing in your presence, made perfect and whole.
在你面前站立势力能够成为完全没有瑕疵。
We thank you, Lord, for this resurrection morning.
主,我们为这复活的清晨献上感恩。
For all that it means to us.
对我们的意义。
In Jesus' name.
我们谢谢你,奉耶稣基督名。
Amen.
Amen.
We thank you for the message that delivered by Reverend Jackson. Our sunrise service will end in a few minutes. And I have a few announcements.
在我们当中如果有第一次来若歌教会聚会的弟兄姐妹,
if among us you are a newcomer, the first time you'll be with us,
无论是信主的, 弟兄姐妹, 或者是还没有信主的朋友,
whether you are a Christian or you are a seeker,
我们都欢迎您,
we welcome you.
希望您等一下到服务台那边登记一下您的名字,
And I hope that after this service, you will go to the reception desk to fill out some information for us. So that we can keep contacting you.
待会中午我们午餐的时候也有特别的一区在在这个楼下的教义厅是为您预备的。
And also during lunchtime, downstairs in the fellowship hall, there will be a special area in honor of you. They will set up tables and special lunch for you.
我们现在散会之后
，After we dismiss,
我们一起用早餐。
There will be a simple breakfast preparing for us.
弟兄姐妹也可以彼此问安。
And we can have some fellowship time.
最后一样提醒。
And the last announcement.
我们今天早上会有大概会有许多新的朋友来我们中间聚会。
This is a special Sunday, the Easter Sunday. We will have a lot of newcomers later.
所以停车的位置可能会比较不够。
So therefore, our parking lot will.Probably will not accommodate all the parkings.
请在座的弟兄姐妹记得把车子移到 Best Foods 停车场去。
So would you please to move your car to the Best Food parking lot after this service?
我们现在一同低头祷告。
Let's bow and pray.
亲爱的主，我们感谢赞美你。
Dear Lord, we thank you, we praise you.
在旧约众先知所预言复活的事情。
The prophecy that in the Old Testament all the prophets has been prophesied.
对于在你之前的人来讲，像是谜语一样。
For those before you, they read it like a riddle.
但是在你的身上，这一切的预言都应验。
But in you, everything has been revealed.
你使得这些谜语真相大白。
You uncover all the riddles.
主，你不但带给我们永生的盼望。
Bring us eternal hope.
也带给我们今天的提醒。
And also today's reminder.
主，既然你的复活是这样的真实。
Since your resurrection is so real.
你的再来又是这样的确定。
And your second coming is so assured.
主啊，因此我们今天在世度日。
So therefore, when we live our present life.
心里面不但充满了盼望。
Not only that we will have hope in our hearts.
我们也被提醒。
But we also being reminded.
我们仰望你再来的日子。
To look forward for the day that you come again.
也求圣灵常常提醒帮助。
May the Holy Spirit dwell inside of us.
让我们过一个圣洁的生活。
To help us to live a holy life.
也让我们在世常常把这样的好消息继续的传扬出去。
And spread out the good news in our lives to others.
有一天你再来的时候。
So one day when you come.
我们每一个人都能够欢欢喜喜地带着禾捆来见你的面。
We will joyfully bring our harvest to worship you.
愿你继续祝福今天早上的各样的聚会。
May you bless all the meetings this morning.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
In the name of Jesus we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
我们默祷散会。